This summer, the court struck down the Stolen Valor Act, which made it a criminal act to falsely claim having earned a military award, saying it unconstitutionally violated free speech rights under the First Amendment. Lawmakers in both houses of Congress have been working to craft a replacement that will pass the constitutionality test, but in the meantime, others have been arguing the DOD can do a lot on its own to stop false claims of military honors by simply publishing a list of everyone who's truly earned a valor award. The department has resisted the idea in the past, saying, among other things, that a public database could make it easier for someone to impersonate an awardee. But the Pentagon has changed its tune. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta.
Free speech is one thing, but dishonoring those who have been honored on the battlefield is something else.
The site is now up and running at valor.defense.gov, though the list of awards, for now, is somewhat limited.
Initially, the website will list the names of those who have earned the Medal of Honor since 9/11. But in the near term, it will include the recipients of the Services Crosses and the Silver Star since 9/11. We'll look at expanding that information available on the website over time. This effort will help raise public awareness about our nation's heroes and help deter those who might falsely claim military honors.
Panetta made the announcement at a hearing on Capitol Hill, the first ever joint hearing of both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Staffers had to reconfigure a hearing room to seat more than 80 lawmakers who wanted to hear from both Panetta and Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki about how the two departments are integrating their bureaucracies to ease service members' transition from the military to civilian life. One major topic was a shared integrated electronic health record system, something Congress told the two departments to create a decade ago. DOD and VA plan to start pilot testing parts of the IEHR in Norfolk, Virginia, and San Antonio, Texas next year, but it won't be fully implemented across the country, across the two massive agency healthcare systems, for another 5 years. Jeff Miller is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee.
We're talking about an integrated electronic health record by 2017. Why could we put a man on the moon in 8 years and we're not starting from ground zero with the electronic health record? Why is it taking so long? Because it is so vital, especially Secretary Shinseki, to solving the backlog issue that exists out there today in regards to disability claims.
Shinseki says he can't account for the last 10 years, but that he and DOD have been working hard on the issue since 2009.
I agree with you. It's not technology, it's leadership here. And between Secretary Panetta and I, we have, in the last year, met four times. We're going to meet again in September. We're here today testifying together. I think this is a great signal to both of our departments.
Shinseki also told the joint panel that the track DOD and VA are pursuing for the electronic record this time around is fundamentally different from earlier discussions that went nowhere. He says both departments are firmly on board with the architecture that will underlie the record system.
Key here is an agreement that it will be open in architecture, non-proprietary in design. That is a significant change from previous discussions, which were wrapped around which proprietary contractor were we going to be interested in establishing an arrangement with. I believe that was part of the challenge. The fact that we've agreed on a concept, I think, is groundbreaking here, and both Secretary Panetta and I have agreed to move forward on this.
Shinseki says the integration's also complicated by the fact that both departments already have well-established large electronic health record systems of their own. Systems, he says, are the best in the country, even if they don't interoperate with each other. Panetta says there's also the problem of bureaucratic inertia.
The biggest problem here is these things have developed on separate tracks. As a result, you got two bureaucracies. They've basically developed their own approach to dealing with these systems, they get familiar with them. That's what they use. They resist change. They resist coordination. They resist trying to work together.
The health record is just one area where VA and DOD are trying to more tightly integrate their systems and processes. There's also the Integrated Disability Evaluation System, which aims to get rid of the slow problem of injured service members having to have their disabilities evaluated once by VA and once by DOD. Shinseki says they've implemented IDES, as it's called, at 139 sites across the country so far.
We both have put in place controls that will drive this to the target, which is 295 days for processing. Now, that sounds like a lot of time. On the one hand, when we did our systems independently, sequentially, DOD first and then VA, so like 540 days. Right now, with a integrated disability evaluation system, that is down below 400 days, and we're targeted on 295. I think we have a right model here. What's incumbent on us is to get to the targets we've described.
Among other issues, lawmakers also wanted to know about the two departments' progress toward creating a unified program that would provide wounded service members with a single federal coordinator to navigate through the recovery process. Such a program was recommended by the Dole-Shalala Commission in 2007 following the revelation of poor treatment of service members at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. But instead, DOD and VA each created their own programs, which Shinseki acknowledged were not harmonized and duplicate one another. Others' efforts. Panetta says it's another area where the two leaders have struggled to get the departments to coordinate their efforts.
Secretary Shinseki and I share the same frustration. I mean, we've been working on this, and frankly, we've been pushing to try to say, why can't we get faster results? Why can't we get this done on a faster track? And you know, bottom line is, frankly, we just have to kick ass and try to make it happen. And that's what we're going to do.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.